boy talk. Girls run the world. It's time for the broadcast. Welcome to another episode of The Broadcast. Am I too loud?
No, you're amazing. Right. I was just trying not to choke in the microphone.
Stop fondling the microphone, Tara.
I have been fondling my mic. Mm-hmm.
It's been a little flaccid this morning.
It is a very flaccid microphone. Unfortunately.
This is KISW's all broadcaster mm-hmm. podcast, hence the name. We all lovely ladies. That does not mean we will not have gentlemen on the podcast at some point, but we'd like to showcase lovely ladies around the sound, around this area, whether they're musicians, whether they're burlesque dancers.
Mm-hmm.
We are here to talk about girly stuff, but we're still pet ass.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. Taryn, how can people get hold of us?
My phone just cleared off.
That's okay.
I'm so bad at technology, you guys.
Damn
it's literally
Taryn.
The worst.
You had one job.
I know, I had one job to do and I screwed it up. Okay, I took a screenshot. Here we go. We have a phone number, y'all, and we like you to call us, whether it's to chat about a topic that we've brought up or if you have a question for us that you'd like us to address. Our number is 253-271-9343, and our email address is thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And I realize that I haven't fully, introduced. Introduced, thank you. I can't speak
You've
today.
Been up since like 3 o'clock.
It's it's a little late for me. But we have the lovely Taryn Daly with us.
Hi.
The ooh, Sarah.
Oh, hey.
And back from an extended vacation.
Oh, yeah. To work.
Yeah, totally.
Work.
The lovely Kiana.
Hello.
Yay.
And shortly we shall be having another lovely lady joining the broadcast.
We're going to get some fiery red hair in here. Yeah. Fiery orange red hair.
It's first time on the
Surprise.
Broadcast.
Mm-hmm. Jolene.
Woo. Hurry up, Joe.
She's on a call. She has a very, very, very
She's
big
important.
Job to do here at KISW. Mm-hmm.
Yep. We all have really, really crazy schedules between, someone driving from Bellingham to Seattle every other day and, working
That's
the morning
commitment.
Shift, somebody working working the weekends. It's mm-hmm. it's kind of hard to get all us ladies in. So it's pretty awesome to see you guys here.
Yes. And Sarah squeezes us in between her awesome yoga classes.
For like 20.
Have you seen that booty? Girl!
Oh, thanks! We're in these great pants just for you.
Although Sarah, she squeezes in her like 20 yoga classes a day.
God! Jeez, and you do the hot stuff, huh?
It's like two yoga classes and like a Pilates class every day.
My sister does a lot. I mean, my sister does like body pump and step and I mean, she has like 8 classes a week.
Oh, yeah.
You're
that's
nothing.
Oh, yeah. No, that's what's up. Like, sometimes on Fridays, I like to be like, wow, I've already taken 10 classes and it's only Friday.
You know? That only awesome Friday.
Why, you know? Why that many? Why?
Because you got to double up, man. Like, yesterday, it was like I took a sculpt class, which is hot yoga, but with weights.
Oh, my God.
So it's totally different than a hot yoga power class.
Oh.
So then later on, I had to do the hot yoga power class because you want to sweat more, but it's different, you know?
A different kind of sweat.
It's
I would literally die, though. The heat, I don't do well. Even if it's over, like, 75 here, I am unhappy.
Have you two ladies done hot yoga yet?
No, but I promised Sarah I would try it.
I did it once. And I think I was able to do it. Granted, I think I started off. There's different types of yoga. There's the ones that are more fast paced.
You did probably the power.
Yeah, I did like a power type.
Oh my God.
And then plus the heat. I don't do well in heat anyways. I'm the worst kind of Mexican. So they're like, if you at any point, it's too much, just lay down. Mm-hmm. And so I felt like I was laying down for 75% of the class because then I'd stand up and I felt like immediately I was going to pass out or vomit or both.
Even for me, laying in heat, I'm going to sweat my booty off.
No, to me, that's even harder. Like, I can't take a break or then that's all you focus on.
Yeah.
You're like, oh my gosh, like, I'm not focusing on like balancing or doing this. I'm sitting here sweating in my sweat. Just lying in my sweat.
Even laying in like a lounge chair in the summertime, like all of a sudden, like I'll be like, I'm getting hot, I'm getting hot, I'm getting hot. And then all of a sudden it's full panic mode. Like, I have to get in the water. It's too hot.
It's just so bad.
I love it.
And then I think, but my tan will look better. My tan will look better if I stay out in the sun and burn a little longer.
You guys are all pasty though.
Girl, you're hella pasty too.
I'm hella pasty, but when I tan.
I know. That's you get really dark, huh?
I get Mexican dark. You can tell I'm Mexican at that point.
I just get freckles. That's all. Yeah, and I get them everywhere.
Me too.
I was going to say, you guys are all freckles. Wasn't that your nickname at some point, Freckles?
Oh, God.
It's like, don't remind me.
Don't remind me of my childhood.
Dad, do yours come out like tenfold in the summer?
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, my shoulders and my face are the worst. And my chest.
Yeah, my chest, my shoulders, my back, my face.
Yeah. I get some on my knees too, like my kneecaps. Isn't that weird?
It's just weird. Yeah. Just pop up everywhere.
Celtic nature that I have. Are you? Do you have some Celtic background? Yes.
No.
What are you?
German, Polish, English, and then I don't know, because my grandfather was adopted, so we don't really know.
So you got a good combo, though. You got a good mix.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
All white.
He's European.
Yeah. White on top of white.
I'm mostly Scottish and Swedish.
Okay.
So I am, like, as far as the four kids in the family, I am totally, like, the Scottish one. The other three are super, super blonde. I mean, my hair is blonde because I dye it, let's be honest. But my three siblings all are naturally very blonde and, like, you know, lighter eyes, olive skin.
The real Swedish.
And I'm, like, the red, you know, freckly ginger.
What happened to me?
The duckling.
Can just I say kidding. Fire crotch?
Yeah, I think that's fine.
I'm just kidding.
But okay. Not really.
Maybe I'm not.
So I have a funny story to tell you guys, and Sarah can back me up on this. It's a fun little game we played over the weekend.
Girls night out.
We had girls night out. We got a couple ladies. Kiana joined us at the tail end of it.
Yes.
I missed it because I'm a loser.
Loser. Yeah.
She took us to Taco Bell, which, by the way, 2 a.m. Taco Bell when you're drunk as hell.
The bless your heart.
Taco Bell orders.
Oh, my God, yeah.
She was telling me things in the elevator that I do not remember.
She didn't remember Taco Bell?
No, I remember going, like, peeing in the drive thru. But, like...
Did you say peeing?
Wait, you
in the peeing
in the
drive-thru?
What?
Being in the drive-thru. Oh, okay, God. I heard peeing. I was like, did the cops come, or...
I was just like, no, I didn't remember that.
Excuse me, I will place my order, but I gotta take a...
I don't remember asking for things. Apparently, I
was. Yeah. Hannah, I think, ordered for you, kind of, didn't she? The other gal that was with us.
Well, no, it was a lot of yelling, a lot of confusion, a lot of reordering things. She wanted ranch dressing and barbecue sauce.
Two solid choices, by the way.
Looks at us
thank
like,
you.
I'm like, I'm sorry.
It's like, come on, this is Tacoma. We're drunk as hell. You'd think you'd be used to this.
I don't
six
know that there's a lot of barbecue sauce at Taco
Establishment. I explained this to Sarah. Then she got it. But then there was the tater tot thing. I think she thought we were at taco time.
Oh.
No.
And she wanted the french fries.
First, I want Mexican fries.
Then there was a debate on what they were called.
I don't
and then we came to the conclusion that they weren't even there in the first place. So.
And I see, like, at the end of it, I'm like, there's going to be a lot of confusion on how to pay for this. I'm like, screw it. Take my card.
Oh my
just
God.
Take my card. I don't care. People are like, I'll give you money. I'm like, I don't even care at this point. I just want to eat.
Yeah.
Wait. I've totally done that before, though, where you're like, I have to get fast food. I have to get it now, and I will buy it for everyone if someone just takes me there.
Yes.
And then you spend $35 at Jack in the Box.
And you're like, totally worth it.
Don't judge me.
I thought we were at Jack in the Box. Well, when I get really, really drunk, all I crave is french fries. Oh. Like, with every kind of dipping sauce you would ever want.
You're also vegetarian, though.
Condiments.
Yeah.
You're also vegetarian, so her choices are limited when you go to certain places because they have mostly meat items.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they should have had french fries for me. Didn't they know I was coming?
Freaking Sarah.
And my barbecue sauce
vegetarian.
And ranch dressing.
Okay, just so you know, I am a barbecue sauce fanatic.
Ooh.
To the point where my ex-husband, like, literally, I ruined barbecue sauce for him.
Because
I put it on everything, and he was like, that's disgusting. And probably one of the reasons why we divorced.
Yes.
That is a good... Because he did not accept my barbecue sauce addiction.
You do not need that kind of negativity in your life.
Exactly!
Dude, I God. Feel it.
And now Brad and I share the same love for barbecue sauce.
And he's the one.
And Sarah and I
the
also.
One.
Maybe you're the one. I don't know. You might be the one. My barbecue soul sister.
Hell yeah! I'm so down. As long as you're down with, like, the McDonald's pack. Too,
hell yes!
So
McDonald's barbecue sauce. Do you dip your fries in that? Me too.
Oh,
we are soulmates. Oh my God!
All right, I thought you were my work wife.
I know. I don't know what's happening.
Stop cheating on me,
Vicky. Our relationship is shifting.
Actually, it might shift more once I tell you what happened. What we ended up doing
after,
during our night out.
Oh God.
And I will take full responsibility for the craziness because it was my idea, and I kind of regret it now.
Oh my God.
But I suggested we play a game. We've been drinking, pre-funking, and I suggested we're drinking responsibly. We have you Uber. We're being responsible
we're
in that sense.
Drinking responsibly.
Is there such a thing?
Shots, but we're being responsible about it.
I didn't take shots because I can't do that right now. So I suggested let's play a game. We're all single ladies. Let's see how many of us or which one of us can kiss as many guys can kiss at least one guy at the bar. All you have to do is kiss him. Don't have to go any more than that.
That's cool.
And I'm like, okay, let's see if we can all do it. If not, whoever gets the most will win. What are we winning? We agreed on like a bottle of booze and we were going to bedazzle it, but we don't really want to go through that effort. So we agreed that we wouldn't do that, but I don't know. We might end up
the
doing
thought would have been there.
Oh,
the thought was nice. It was a nice idea. And Mr. Ryan Katz is checking out the broadcast.
Yeah.
Look out, ladies.
Hey. So to spare all the girly details, because I can make the story last an hour, we end up going to a bar down in Tacoma, and this one guy's talking to us. He's a listener. And for one, I apologize for kissing you.
Why?
Because he then kept texting me, and I'm just like, I'm not looking for a thing here, buddy.
This wasn't
playing a game, and I used you.
I used you, and I was a little drunk, and I apologize. That is not usually. This was drunk Vicky talking. Drunk Vicky is a lot crazier than normal Vicky.
Normal Vicky, give him your number and kiss him.
I felt bad. I told him I was seeing somebody else, and it was my fault. Drunk Vicky gets. I feel bad. I'm like,
she just handed out her number. Do you want my number?
That was a part of the game.
No, I felt bad because he asked for. I'm like, well, I'm kind of seeing somebody, but it's nothing official. It's kind of a weird mess. So I'm like, well, I'm not seeing anybody, but I'm not seeing somebody. So he's like, well, why don't you give it to me? I'm like, okay. Drunk Vicky's like, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And then got the text messages after. But Tori came in first place.
Mm-hmm. How many men did Tori, she kiss?
She kissed two, but she cheated, I
she
think.
She did.
I think we count that as a cheat.
I was there. I witnessed it. She called in reinforcements.
Yeah, so I was sitting there. We were at the bar. I'm talking to this guy. She's talking to a guy, so we're butt-to-butt kind of a thing at the bar. And so she's grabbing my butt from behind. I turn over and she's making out with the guy. So every time she'd kiss the guy, she'd grab me. So I'd just be like, woo! I'm seeing this. I gotcha. So I'd grab her butt. I'm like, I got it. You're in the lead. I getcha.
You win.
Wait,
I'm like, you're winning.
Tied, right?
But then, you know, I think, okay, we're leaving now. We paid our drinks. We're about to leave. I'm like, all right, quickly kiss the dude. About to leave. And that's when our other friend Hannah decides, hey, we're going to this other bar. Why don't you join us? So I'm like, for one, now I can't win, and like I can't get any further in this game when I thought the game was still a good idea.
Yes.
Well,
and I'm like, and now you're bringing this guy, and I was like, I'm trying to, like, you know, kiss and ditch here.
Kiss and ditch.
Wait, kiss, leave my number, and then ditch.
Yeah, that wasn't a part of the plan, but it happened. I don't recommend it. And I'm sorry again for anybody who is in this crossfire.
Wait, so how did Tori win?
So she, at the bar we were at, where she kissed the guy, first guy, she runs into somebody she used to hang out with. And so he was the designated driver for the night. So she's like, well, we're going to this bar. And he was already picking his friends up or taking them. She tells him where we're at when we're walking to the next bar, pulls over, grabs, like, she goes up to him and she starts making out with him.
Oh my God.
I'm just like, hey.
Was this on the sidewalk?
Yeah.
So
the car almost hit you.
Well, and here's the thing though. In the future, when you play the game, you must lay the ground rules because technically she did win the game.
She did.
I will say technically she won. It might have been a little bit of
sneaky.
She might have lowballed you a little bit, but she still won. So next time we'll have to, you know, you'll have to lay out some ground rules,
right,
so that people know.
Hey, look who just walked in.
Oh my gosh.
Hi. This is
Jolene.
The broadcast.
Yay.
It is the broadcast. I love it, but I've never been here.
If I had a nickel for every time someone asked, when's Jolene going to be on the broadcast? When are you having Jolene? I mean, people have been waiting for this moment.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We could fund the broadcast. We can have a salary, right, for all the nickels.
No, all I can think is
like, let the disappointment begin.
No.
Well, we were just talking about this game we played over the weekend. It was a group of us went out for a girls' night, and Drunken Vicky thought it was a good idea to play How Many Guys Can We Kiss? Who can kiss the most guys? Because we're all single ladies. This
was
not a good
there.
Idea. This was not a good idea.
Where did this happen?
Tacoma.
So my word of advice, because I've been a single lady and a shacked up lady in this business for a long time, that's something you want to do in Portland. That's something you want to do in Vancouver. That's something you want to do, because then everybody you make out with is going to figure out you're on the radio.
My guy knew that I was on the radio, and he's like, hey, blah, blah, blah. I'm in
the
band.
No, you could have just, like,
here.
Totally made his, like, day, his night, his week, you know.
He was all excited.
She shot him down.
But Drunk Vicky also thought, okay, fine, you asked for my number a couple times, fine, just take it. And he kept texting me afterwards, so I had to gently put him down, just like, look, I've got something going on, I got some other stuff, I cannot attend to you.
I'm celibate at the moment.
You didn't say there was, like, a bet we had going?
No, I didn't tell him that was.
Oh, Sarah, were you in on this, too?
I was there.
But she didn't win.
I don't think I partook.
She did not.
You did not even score 1 point?
I think I was all on the dance floor.
Wow.
I know, when I get in Sarah's zone, all I care about is hip-hop music and shaking my booty.
The guy I was kissing, I thought she might end up kissing, because they were out dancing for a while. So that didn't work out. But our other buddy, she came in first place because she kissed two dudes. But what we were saying is that she kind of cheated, because she ran into a guy she used to hang out with. And then when we were walking later, she was texting him to come meet us, and he literally parked the car, almost hit Sarah with the car.
Thank you.
Parked the car, ran out of the car just to make out with her.
Ooh, and so then, he was like in on it.
I don't know if he was in on it, but she's like, I want to kiss or I want to make out. And so she came in first place. And
that's kind of
I kind of consider cheating.
Mine, so I said if they do it again, they need to establish ground rules like no former flames or like acquaintances can be a part of this.
Ladies, yeah. I just think this is called a Vegas trip and you yes. go balls
oh my God.
Out.
Oh my God.
I've got some great, great ladies Vegas trips where everything that I would be afraid of doing here in Seattle that I wouldn't you want did. To come back to bite me in the ass because life has a way of doing that.
Yeah. Oh,
I
yeah.
just let it all out at Vegas and I did plenty of horrible, awesome, really yes. fun things. Well, like yeah. really bad and illegal.
You're getting married here soon. Mm-hmm. Is there any Vegas bachelorette trip?
I wish I could say something glamorous, but I'm about to lose my mind because I'm in the process of moving
Ooh.
and getting married at the same time. So it's
so how
Why
close
did you
how
do that to
I was gonna say how close are they?
I didn't plan it that way, but it's just you
such
know,
is life.
Such as I live in a neighborhood where lots of people that work for a big big company uh-huh. that starts with the letter A, and so all the rent, you know, lowly radio people can't afford to live there anymore. So I did not plan it that way, and it's just life, right?
Oh, yeah.
Life is messy, and you got to get a helmet. And
yeah.
so I think maybe after the fact, I'll want to do a big badass trip, but I can't even see past
well,
my
if you
nose.
Let us know, we might save up money,
right?
Attend, so we can actually party.
I know,
with you.
And then I would be like, here. Take these ones. Go do this because I can't anymore.
Yes. Go put it in somebody's panties.
Yeah.
Now, I've actually never been to Vegas. So.
Oh, I know you've mentioned that more than yeah. once now, and it crushes my heart because
every
I want to go.
Right,
I have people
time.
That are like promising me that they'll take me. Like my roommate's going to Vegas this summer, but I don't know if I can go just because of dates and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I would love to go with a bunch of like awesome
Vegas
ladies.
Is just it's just a grown up playground where nothing matters and you can just let out all the dirty laundry.
Yeah.
It's just great.
I just find all the drugs.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a good time.
Oh, yeah.
Good time.
I've been to many bachelorette parties down there where like the married women or the women with children.
Get
that
crazy.
We're down
oh, I think they get
the craziest.
Because they need to.
Because they need
kidding?
To let
you're
it go.
Cleaning up, spit up, and puke and
yes.
trying to make sure.
But you're doing that in Vegas, too.
Can we cuss here?
Yeah.
Do I get to cuss for
yes.
this?
You can cuss.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, they're trying to make sure is right for everybody else. Yes, give them a reason to finally pop off and go
yes.
crazy.
Oh,
they,
yeah.
They need it.
They got me. I went on my cousin's bachelorette party, and I was fresh out of college with a very high alcohol tolerance.
Oh, yeah.
And you went to what school?
I went to Wazoo.
Yeah. Oh, see, that should
went,
tell you something.
I
yeah,
went
girl.
With moms and married women, and they drank me under the table. I was so blacked out, basically being carried around Vegas. I could not keep
like
up with them.
Like a little rag doll.
They were insane.
It makes me think, it's like, how do they build up such a tolerance if they're moms all the time? They sneak the flask at night.
Probably.
Oh, it's just yeah. that. Well, it's the, a little bit of wine, a little bit of wine. You do whatever it takes.
Yeah.
If you can keep those kids alive and manage to
and
keep having sex with your husband and paying the bills, then do what you got to
oh,
do.
Oh, yeah.
You got bottle wine a night.
That's kind of one of the other topics we were going to discuss about sex with
we're
your
talking
husband.
About, like, yeah,
or
we actually,
any man.
This is actually kind of funny.
In your life.
A woman in Dubai is seeking a divorce from her husband because he cannot, quote, satisfy her sexual needs. And needs which can, like, you know, how much can a woman really want sex? She actually, you know, there's a whole lawsuit, all that stuff. She wants 2 to 3 times a day. And because he cannot give that to her, she's demanding a divorce.
Is she from Dubai?
It just says a woman in Dubai. This
okay,
story was a
like
little vague.
I'm like, is this a rich woman from the United States or from Europe that has relocated to Dubai? I mean, is she kind of like a young gal that's settled up with a Hugh Hefner-esque type of a sugar daddy situation, and he just can't?
He doesn't have the libido
and
anymore.
And that's kind of her
Aww.
Way to get out?
Oh,
or is this just some woman who's just like, you don't give it up enough?
Mm.
But I'm looking at all the articles right now. It says that she's a Middle Eastern woman.
Middle Eastern woman.
From there. But I'm assuming it has something to do with money. I really do think that. But because
she's just trying to find a way out.
It says the wife claims that her husband can only have sex with her 3 to 4 times a week. Which I don't know about you guys, but if I had that set up, I'd be pretty concerned.
I think three to four times a week is almost
yeah.
above average.
That is really above average, especially if you've been with somebody for a long time, like you're just not jumping each other's bones like you were.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a fact,
yeah.
you know? And I almost kind of smell somebody wanting some attention.
Yeah,
I may just
actually,
be rolling on a bitch curve here, but
I mean, she can't make these claims and think like there's going to be so many people supporting my
Or maybe she's really pissed off and wants it. This is a shot. You can say someone's junk is inadequate or small or whatever. But if you say, you know what, he doesn't want to have sex with me this much, this means he's less of a man. I feel like this is like a shot to the D right there. But she also said after she and her countryman husband, I don't know what that means.
Countryman.
I don't know. Failed to reach an amicable settlement. The case was referred to the Sharia court to look into the woman's divorce claim. In her lawsuit, the woman claims that her husband should either be able to please her or grant her a divorce.
Oh my goodness.
What? But the judge disagrees. So
it sounds fishy.
It sounds like a money issue to me.
Furthermore,
is that a Dubai where it is?
That's kind of like, I'm like, it's a lot of money in Dubai.
There is a lot of money in Dubai.
But I'm wondering if it's just the divorce process is a lot more difficult over there, because it says she wanted the divorce grants. It said the judge not only refused to grant the divorce, he went so far as to suggest the wife undergo medical treatment.
Wow.
Well, I mean, it's something that you need, if you love somebody and you can only have sex 4 times a week. Mm-hmm. If you love them and you're committed to them, you find a way to make it work.
Yeah.
Bitch, buy a really good.
My
gosh, that doesn't mean that you can't yourself or
The thing is, like, I call the man in the boat.
Oh yeah.
Double clicking the mouse.
Man in the boat.
Double clicking the mouse. Well, and the thing is, like, if you want to have them 2 to 3 times a day.
That's
why not
doable.
Take care of it yourself?
That
not a big
is
deal.
Doable.
And then have sex with him 4 times a week. This woman sounds a little bit either insane or attention seeking, I think.
Or the divorce process really is that difficult. So she's just like, screw it. Let's see if this works.
Or she needs to. Maybe there is, I don't want to say like a sex addiction thing, but I mean, like, maybe she needs to look to get into the escort business or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if she needs to
make
have it and she wants that money, well.
Hey.
There you go. At least figure it out.
Or at least be, you know, a swinger. You can get a lot of good stuff out of the swinging biz.
Oh, yeah.
Or
swinging
groups.
Biz.
Not biz, swinging not a business, biz. But it's a group of people and community.
Vicky would know.
I've met some peoples. Mm. Anywho, my next story, actually, it kind of falls along
the
same line.
That's the subject matter we can all. I just thought they really thought I was fun. I didn't see that coming.
Well, I may or may not have attended a party once. And, like, I was more or less, it was out of curiosity. I'm like, what do these parties look like? Like, are people running around naked? Or are they all drunk? Or is everyone just groping everybody? And a little bit of yes, depending on where you'd go in this party. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I was there for, like, the first 3 halves of the party. I was sitting there talking to people my age, and we were talking about comic books and comic book movies. And I totally forgot where the hell I was until this naked 50-year-old lady walks by. I'm like, this is where I'm at. This is what's going on today.
Were you guys all fully clothed?
Yeah, we were all in our clothes. Then, like, all of a sudden you turn around, somebody's, you know, servicing somebody else. You're like, oh, I gotta stare for a few minutes. All right.
You'd have to stare. I would have
and
to stare.
And you're holding up scorecards.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to. I was super.
And I rate this a 3.5.
Tap, tap, tap. I have a tip for you. Here, try this.
There's a dismount.
I had one where, like, I was watching this guy comes by with, like, the jello shots and the syringe. He's like, take this jello shot and continue doing what you're doing. It's going to feel awesome.
Ooh.
If you know what I mean, you know.
Ah.
Like, this is totally for the radio. Yeah, I'm totally doing something with my hands here. So it's like, because it's a cold jello shot, and it's like, okay.
Ooh, now I'm so, like, intrigued to try this.
I know, right?
I'm just scared that the alcohol in the jello shot might, you know, affect certain areas. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, well, unless somebody's, like, taken sandpaper to their penis, they should be fine.
Ow.
But it was.
I don't know.
It was a very awesome experience. I was, like, very nerdling, like, hey, excuse me, can I watch? Oh, yeah, do whatever you want. Just watch. Or if you want to do other stuff, let me know. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to sit here and watch. And then people start talking to me about comic book movies. I'm like, shh, we're done with that now. Shh, I'm watching.
She's like drooling.
I'm like, well, she's doing a good job. I wouldn't have thought of doing it that way. All right.
Right? There's something to be said.
That's educational.
And to be in a position where you can see actual normal people with a more realistic representation, something that's not highly augmented, so to speak. You know
completely.
What I mean? And just like, because we can all watch porn and be like, that's great, but my jaw's gonna hurt after a while.
Oh,
I just don't know.
Yeah.
You know, my gag reflex will kick in at some point.
Yes.
I'm only human, you know what I mean? So to see actual people doing
they're real people, all shapes and sizes, different ethnicities, different, I'm totally spacing on the word, interested in same gender, different gender, both. Mm. All that stuff. It was really interesting. Mm. It was very interesting. Mm. Everyone was really awesome. And everyone, I feel like that community is more understanding than the people that aren't in the community.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
And who are, you know, looking down on those people. Because everyone is super respectful. Everyone would come up and say, hey, may I kiss you? No, thank you. Okay, cool. Thank you.
Well, and it's all about, you know, whether it's that community or the BDSM community. Mm-hmm. It's having those really great guidelines and those rules.
And those once open line of communication.
And once you meet people that are active in those communities, you are really amazed by how respectful and the code of conduct, mm-hmm. you know, and
they
it's people that don't know like anything else that assume they're the goddamn professionals and they're so quick to judge, you know, when they don't know. Yep. I'm really enjoying.
We don't get to talk like this on the radio.
It's okay. It still gets bleeped out, so it's okay. We're good. I just got to write it down. Woo! Bleep, bleep, bleep. Going along the topic of sex and partners, and you guys have heard of a little app called Tinder?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Swipe left, swipe right.
Has anybody ever used Tinder here?
No.
No.
I've played with my girlfriend's Tinder. That sounded played with her Tinder bits. So I was like, "What is this all about?" And instantly, I don't know, Taryn, if you guys felt this way, that like just out of the blue, suddenly everything was Tinder. And you're like,
Tinder.
What is this? I feel like an old person. What's going on?
I've only played with it a little bit, and I remember when we had, going back to the drunk Chicago story with Sarah, when we ended up in the ER with some guys, I'm sitting there with the guy that was injured. I'm going to have to tell you the story on a different day, Joe.
Okay.
Because it's a long one.
It was a delightful story.
It was awesome.
Good times.
But sitting in the ER with some guys we met in Chicago, and the guy's all bleeding, and he has his, like, Band-Aid on his face. We're waiting in the emergency room with these strangers. And he's sitting there playing on his buddy's Tinder app, and I'm sitting there half asleep, still drunk out of my mind. I'm like, okay, swipe left. No. You know, she wouldn't be doing A, B, and C. She's the kind of girl that wouldn't take it there, whatever. And so that's the only real experience I've had with Tinder. But it seems like a site you go just to hook up.
Can I tell you what else people use it for?
What?
I can't tell. Well, okay, I'm calling out my sister. My sister is now, she's essentially wifed up. She's been with the same guy for a long time. But before that, she was on Tinder after a horrific breakup. And so she's Tindering, and then she'd be like, man, I'm so broke right now. I think I'm gonna take a minute with Tinder and see if I can get a lunch date.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
Girl, you know what? That's not horrible. Women have been getting fed that way for a long time.
I feel bad doing that. Like, I've done that once or twice. I feel awful.
I went on some dates. I went on some dates, you know, years and years ago where it was like, I might get to, we'll have a nice meal. But you know what? I've also paid for plenty of meals.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yes. And it's not like she was going out with like seven dudes a week trying to get free dinners, but it was just kind of like this little game that her and her friends would play, like, man, let's save $30. Let's go on a Tinder date.
See, that's what I hear what my friends do in Vegas. They're like, okay, we're paying for a flight in our hotel. We're not paying for crap the rest of the trip.
That does really work in Vegas.
It does, but the ones that pay for everything, they're going to hang
they
on.
They have an expectation.
You have something.
Well, yeah, because they're like, hey, we paid for this stuff. I went to Vegas back in 2006 with some of my best girls, and just... There's a great punk rock bar there, and I won't give the name of it, but my girlfriend looked at me and she was like, 5 minutes, we'll be behind the bar, we'll be playing whatever music we want, this will be ours. Within 5 minutes, we were behind the bar, making drinks, we were doing whatever we wanted to do.
Can I go to Vegas with you guys?
Yeah, I know. It was kind of a different era. Things have kind of slid down for Jolene a little bit since then. But it was something that we were at the Hard Rock, and you guys probably know there is nothing as intoxicating at times to the other sex is when you are having a blast.
Oh, yeah.
And you're not caring about anybody else. You're just having a kick-ass time on your own terms. Mm-hmm. And it was just bro number one, bro number two, bro number three, bro number four, bro just, hey, and me and all the girls, no.
Nah.
This no, and it wasn't, and it wasn't to be as cruel as possible. But it's like I'm going to be very clear, very direct, so you don't waste any of your time, and I can go back to being with my
friends.
Yes,
totally.
And that's like the hard thing. It's like when you're trying to be direct, you're like, look, I'm trying to save you time. I'm here for you, buddy. I'm being cool because I want you to get laid. I'm not going to give it to you, so don't waste your time. Here, go.
Just go. Yeah. Go. Best of luck.
Oh yeah.
You'll find it. You'll find it. You know.
Mazel tov.
Keep going.
But that's also why going to a different location is so great because, you know, it isn't that you will, you know, be a to somebody who could listen to the station or something like that. You know, it's just part of reality. We have to be aware of that stuff and act appropriately.
Totally.
It's the way the world works.
It's real tough to do that sometimes.
I know, right?
I gotta go let your hair down somewhere
there's
else.
There's a podcast.
Find a new area code for the weekend.
That's it for a while. It used to, a number of years ago, it would be like Bremerton. I had some friends, and back then, a number of the gals from Hell's Bells lived in Bremerton, so I would go over there for the weekend, and it was like my weekend oasis where I would just go rage, and just I had this great group of friends there, and it was so good to just get away.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm jealous that I joined this radio thing, you know, when I did. I feel like I wish I would have done it 10 years prior. Granted, 10 years prior, I was 9 when I first started. But
Vicky's
still.
A little baby, Vicky.
Vicky, some of us barely made it out alive. Had you been around at that point, you probably would have ended up in rehab. I'm not even sure.
When Brad
joking.
Worked here back in the day, worked at KISW, he said that, like, Bob Rivers' joke was that, hey, we have our own wing at Lakeside Milam, so just let us know when you need to be put up there for a while. Because everybody was partying their faces. Off.
Yeah. You know, I mean, there's definitely an era, six, 7 years ago, where I can look at a lot of us and I'm like, I'm glad not everybody had video on their phones, and we made it out alive.
Yeah,
you know, like, it goes from the top to the bottom.
Oh, definitely. Well, with social media now and everybody picture sharing and everything, I mean,
we can't be bad.
Hit the fan fast. Mm-hmm.
Going back to the kissing game, it's like we can't be too bad. We have to go do what Joe said. Go to Vegas or Portland.
Yeah, I mean, just go put on your slut pants in another city.
Yeah.
That's the moral of the story.
Yeah. I know, that's like the first thing my mom said to me when we were going out for girls' night. It was like, okay, well, please be careful. Make sure no one, you know, people take a lot of videos of you, Sarah. And I'm like, what do you think I'm going to do? Like, and I'm like, okay, yeah, you're right, Mom.
Sarah, the things we've gotten into...
You're right. Yeah, but Chicago, that was a different area code. Then I knew. It was like,
it was
game,
on.
It was game over.
There's still video of me, I think, somewhere singing System of a Down, drunk out of my mind because I had a couple hurricanes. And I'm like, okay, here's my last hurricane of the night. And the other guy's like, oh, I saw that your drink was empty and you wanted another one, right? So I had a pound, 2 hurricanes right there in 2 minutes. Not a good day. So there's video out there, Sarah, and pictures
so
of our
epic.
Drunk asses.
Oh, my
so
God.
Epic.
But going back to the Tinder thing, which is the big thing right now, the popular dating app Tinder has officially launched Tinder Plus, a paid upgrade that allows users to undo accidental left swipes. So if you swipe left, you're like, oh, I don't want this person, or I swiped right, you didn't want them, or for whatever reason, or you did want them, you couldn't go back. You're just screwed. So if you said yes to them and you didn't want to say yes to them, they saw that.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's no going back.
Oh, so you can't go like, hey, I want to see that face that I saw 5 faces ago.
No.
It'll be gone forever.
Or like if you accidentally, you're like, you kept swiping left and then you see a cutie pie and you accidentally swipe him left, he's gone.
Or if you're like, hey, look at this guy.
Yeah.
Like, this guy looks like he lives in the basement with his parents and hasn't had human contact in a long time.
Yeah.
And then you accidentally swipe him.
Yeah.
Then, okay, what happens when you swipe? Do they then know that
they get
you
a notification.
Swipe
them? If you swipe yes to them and they swipe yes to you, you get a notification saying you liked each other, basically. So you guys can now talk. But if you said no, then you won't see them again in your little feed thing.
It is a pretty damn genius app.
Oh, yeah. But the upgrade will allow you to now do that, to rewind, or it also lets you connect to people in other cities, not just people near you using your passport thing. The catch is, if you're 18 between 29 in the U.S., Tinder Plus will cost you about $10.
Wait a minute, between 18 and 29?
Yep.
Which means if you're over 29...
it's going to cost you $19.99. $10 more if you're 30 or more.
Oh, I thought.
This
I thought
is
like
ageism.
They just didn't care.
Yeah. I'm thinking because this is supposed to be like the young person game, to where this is all just people trying to bang.
Oh my God.
This is my guess.
Hey, 30-year-olds plus need love too.
Oh my God. Well, and at that point, they can afford to spend more money.
Totally.
And time is of the essence. Like,
but
I only have time to slip.
Yeah, if anyone's
there.
In a hurry.
Well, this is what they said. Over the past few months, we've tested Tinder Plus extensively in several countries. We've priced Tinder Plus based on the combination of factors, including what we've learned through our testing, what we found, and what we found are the price. These price points were adopted very well by certain age demographics. So kind of the same idea, like they'll... Like Spotify kind of does the same thing with students. If you're younger, we're going to give you a break because you don't have a whole lot of money. You're 21. You don't have any money to be taking this girl out and paying the extra $10 for Tinder Plus. So that's kind of why.
All because she's hungry.
I know, right? Because she's starving. Because it was not a good month at the office.
Yeah.
Oh.
She didn't get the bonus. It wasn't a good...
Can the 19 through 29-year-olds hit up the 30-plus-year-olds?
I think you can.
In the same, like...
I'm wondering... I haven't played around with the settings. I know some dating sites, you can say, what are you looking for? Like, what's your cutoff age? Okay, am I on 25 to 35? Or...
Oh, yeah.
I want up to 99. I don't care. I want a Hugh Hefner in my life. You know, that that kind of thing. So I'm not sure if Tinder does the same because I haven't played with it, but...
There are some interesting, like, spins on apps now, though, because there's the one that I always see. I don't know why it's targeting me, but it's like, it's like single dads looking for dates.
I get that too.
And it's like, these guys are sick of games, like looking for something serious. And I'm like, whoa.
I keep getting those.
So now there's one where if you would like to date a single father, there's an app for that.
Or a site, yeah.
Or a site for that.
Who would want to do that?
No, thank you.
Are you kidding?
No.
Back in the day, I had a guy that was a single dad that worked a lot. I worked a lot. This was when I was living in Des Moines, Iowa. That it was awesome. It was a great hookup friend thing because he was busy raising his kid. I was busy with my career, and we had great sex.
Perfect.
And it worked out great. Yeah. That's
totally.
You never know.
See, I'm totally cool with that. I've dated. I've quote unquote dated or just had, you know, bang buddies that were dads, and that was all cool and all, but they're like, hey, I want to start something with you and, you know, maybe meet my kid. I'm like, no, I'm 23
stepmom.
I don't want to be a stepmom.
I am a kid.
Yeah, well, I'm 25. I'm closer to your kid's age than I am your age. Leave me alone.
And I think you have to wait for, like, because, like, 5 years ago in my life that wouldn't have flown,
right?
But now, in my ripe old age of 30,
woo!
I'm proud of two kids, and, like, I love those kids, and, like they're my own. And I told him one time, I was like, I swear to God, I would do anything for your kids. I would take a damn bullet for your kids. I love those kids. But 5 years ago, I would have been running in the opposite direction.
And that's, like, as I've gone older, like, when I was 21, I said, I'm not dating a guy who's been divorced. Because if you're my age and you've been divorced already, you're a freaking idiot. Like, what made you think it was okay to get married at 18? Like, you're that dumb or deprived of love.
I can tell you.
Yeah. But, like, that's...
I was wondering.
Like,
I'm not saying that no one should get married young, because I know plenty of people that did get married young.
And it worked.
But just hold your damn horses.
Just wait up. Like, we've been dating a year. We want to get married at 18, 19.
Ladies, I've been with the same man for 8.5 years, and we're just now getting married.
I'm like,
let's go ahead and go through as many storms as possible, and just, I'm sorry, Vicky.
No, you're
good.
Today
I really need this.
No, it's okay. Go for it.
But as many, like, life lessons and things, like, yes, I want to continue to fight for you. Like, okay, we've been through World War I, World War II.
Yes.
We've had our Vietnam, you know. I don't know how horrible it is to compare your relationship to major world wars. But, like,
we get
you. You know,
yeah.
And to each their own.
Who totally.
Do what's right for you.
Yeah.
But for me at the time, I was like, I don't want to deal with this. And now that I'm older, I'm like, well, I'm 25, and a lot of people have made those mistakes, and then it's been a couple years, so I'm hoping they've learned from it.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm still not at that point in my life where I want to date somebody.
However,
give it a couple years, maybe. I've considered a few guys, but I don't think I can do it.
I have seen your reaction to a good-looking man holding a child.
Oh, my God.
That's a near universal there. I mean, you could just hear a girl's ovaries just doing that.
Seriously, do you want to explain this story that happened?
Gosh. My birthday was a few months ago, and I always throw a house party, and I love everyone, I guess, because this one day I was at home and my dad puts on board game nights, and there was this girl over, and I was explaining my birthday and how excited I was, and she had mentioned, oh my God, like, I'd love to go, like, and I'm like, sure, yeah. She looked mid late 30s maybe, and that was, like, in October, and my birthday came up in December, and she messaged me the day of my birthday and was like, hey, I don't know if you remember, but you said I could come tonight, and I would really like to let loose, and I was wondering if I still can, and I'm like, of course you can. So she comes, brings her husband and their infant child, their baby.
And she's so cute. The cutest little baby.
Baby to the party.
And then one of Sarah's friends, who I've always thought was really cute, starts playing, like, his face lights up. It's not like, hey, I'm gonna play with this baby to get attention.
I've seen this picture and it is adorable.
It looks like the look on your face.
Yeah, I was just like, because the mom at one point sees us playing with their kids. I'm like, yeah, if you want to go play or want to go dance, go do it. I'm not drinking because I was sick.
AKA go get really drunk.
Yeah, I was kind of sick, so I couldn't drink. And I was a designated driver because I was sick. So I'm like, okay, I'll play with the baby. I'm sober. I want to play with the baby. And so she goes off, does her thing, comes back. I want to take a picture of you guys, and she did. And it looks like a family portrait.
Oh my
god! The whole night I'm swooning over this guy. I'm like, oh my god, you got 20 times hotter, and all I want to do is practice making the babies right now.
Making a baby with you, boy.
That was the weirdest group of pictures I saw. I was just like looking through the pictures
because it's like dancing. You got somebody on a pole, and then
I'm on my stripper pole. I'm with my, you know, my homegirls, and then there's a baby,
a child,
and then there's the baby and the mom, and the baby and Vicky and my friend. Like,
tell your friend to call me. I will practice all day long with him.
And then you'll see like a big group of people, and then all of a sudden you'll just see the baby flying in the air. And I'm like, what
that happened? Is like a great meme waiting to happen.
Yeah,
I know, right?
That is so awesome.
Party hard.
But there is something about like tiny, like, I mean, because like Brad has kids. He's a great dad. He takes care of his kids, goes to the games, adorable on the sidelines of the basketball, all that good stuff. But when he held my best friend's newborn for the first time, I was like, oh my God, something needs to live inside of me. Like, it was the first time I really think I had a biological clock at all.
It's just like,
it was ticking.
Turn on. Tick, 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 tick,
but then
tick,
I, but then he started crying. Not Brad, the baby started crying, and I was like, okay,
like, no,
nope, just get
hell
in,
no.
Shut it down.
Ugh. But I mean, it is. It's made to be that way.
Yeah.
It really mm-hmm. is. I mean, there's a reason why small creatures and whether it's itty bitty babies, whether they're animals or humans, are really cute.
Mm-hmm.
It's so you take care of them. It's so they don't get ate. You know what I mean? Like there is a method to the madness with all this stuff. And once you realize that, you're like, oh, okay, now I know what that is.
Now I know I'm going to be terrible at that. Just kidding.
No. Right. Well, I'm Mexican. Like I'm the oldest cousin out of 17.
Good
on just
Lord.
One side. And so I was around for most of them. Like, I remember going to the hospital for most of them being born. And I've been a nanny before. So I've taken care of my fair share of kids in my life. So I've always just loved kids. And,
oh, yeah.
But it's just like,
But I think it's...
If I won the lottery and all that, I probably would have had, like, a crap ton of kids by now.
Oh, yeah.
Just, I'm not ready. Plus, I want to tour the world a little bit
more.
Yeah. Well, and there's something to be said. I mean, society does such a brilliant job of adding pressure with what you should have accomplished. You should own a home by a certain age. You should look like this, blah, blah, blah. It's such crap.
Totally.
And just do whatever you feel is right for you, because life is too short.
Well, I think everybody, like, you know, turning 30 this year, everybody always, you know, you're always saying, what do I want to be doing by the time I'm 30? Or what should I be doing by the time I'm 30? And what does society tell you you should do by the time you're 30? So when I turned 29, I was like, dear God, I have a year to figure my life out. And I had like a meltdown. And then I kind of came to and I'm like, the hell with that? Like, you've never done anything by the book. What are you freaking out about? And then I just said, sorry, Vicky.
You're good.
But it is one of those things. And then you also see the people that you know that have done everything by the books, like that graduated from high school, went to college, went to the right college, did the right things, got the right grades, found somebody, got married, got the house, the kid, divorce, or somebody develops like a drinking or drug problem, or somebody
or you get
dies.
Laid off from your job.
You know, I mean, the just changes, you know, and it's just,
So do you.
Do,
that's
do
the,
you, ladies.
The moral of the story is do you.
I like it.
And Tinder Plus.
Tinder Plus. I don't know. There's
Tinder
other...
Plus. So you can unswipe.
The one I hate, side note, I'm not saying I did this or not. Okay, yes, I did. It's on my phone. I went to a new dating site because I was curious. It kept advertising on Facebook. I'm like, why not? So I went there, made my profile, uploaded a picture. What is it called again? Hold on, it's on my phone. Uploaded it all because I'm going to talk negatively about it. I don't know if I should say.
Oh. What's it rhyme with?
Hashtag.
Hashtag ad, hashtag ad. Not ad. Sorry, inside joke. It's how about we?
How about we?
How about?
Almost like how about weed. I was like, if it's how about weed.
No, how about we?
They do, I think, have a dating website for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
They just launched it. It's actually pretty new.
Oh, my God.
Well, I feel like there's got to be a dating site for just about every niche that you're into.
Oh, yeah.
For the gamers, to people that are really into outdoorsy things,
I think there's a dating site for Star Trekkies or Truckies.
Oh, yeah.
I think I've seen that, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure there's one for, like, you know, different fetishes and things like that.
Oh, God, yeah.
You can tailor it. This is just the beginning.
But I was just bummed because it kept advertising. I'm like, okay, I'm going to try this out. And then you put out what it's called a date. What's your date idea? I'm like, oh, I want to go to this bar and, you know, eat some chicken fingers with you and have a few drinks. That's what my date is, my date idea. And you can like the date. You can ask them out on a date. You can send them messages. But you can't read any of the messages and you can't really do anything until you sign up and pay for it. And you have to pay at least 3 months in advance, or you can pay for a year in advance. So it's just like...
Don't even have like a trial thing or any?
No. So I was a little bummed. I was like, oh, these cute guys. And I'm like, okay, fine. I'll pay for a month. Wait, I have to pay 3 months. And it's a how much? I'm like, I probably could use that money. I could maybe find a date at the bar and spend less money. Yeah, maybe.
That is, you know, in some regards, I think that's true. Like, you could probably go to a bar, like specific bars, and pay less than you would for the membership fee. But then you also, the other great thing, well, granted, you could be home drunk looking at social, you know, dating sites and whatever. But a lot of times, I don't think you're getting the best version of someone if you're trying to find people at a bar. Maybe you're nervous, so you're drinking too much, and you might say too much the first time you interact with someone. I don't know. I think there's pros and cons to both. And granted, I've never online dated, so I cannot speak to that at all.
What I'm curious about is, like, how do you approach them? Like, Seattle, have you noticed the Seattle freeze at all?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like you go up to somebody.
Back in the day, when I moved back to Washington, I moved to West Seattle, and I was like, woo! Damn, it's chilly up in here. Yeah. And then a little bit of time, and it goes away.
But. Oh, yeah.
But, like, I mean, I'm a little awkward, so when I go meet people or, like, hey, I want to be a part of your group, I want to talk to you, they look at you like, what's wrong with you? What do you want from us? Like, that's the vibe you get. And, like, I understand it, because I give that vibe off, too, and it wasn't until I realized, like, that's when I started changing, but
yeah,
not everybody realizes it, and it's hard to talk to people or meet people or become friends with people just out of the blue like that.
Well, that I can speak to, because, like, moving to Bellingham, you know, was hard because I didn't have any friends in Bellingham. I mean, I worked up there for a little bit, so I knew a couple coworkers. But meeting girlfriends is hard. And it kind of reminded me of, like, times in high school and, like, middle school when I first moved to Stanwood in sixth grade and, like, how miserable I was trying to make friends. It kind of felt like that again. And it's hard. I mean, I think we like to think that we're very laid back and chill around here, but there's a lot of standoffish people around here.
It's not just here. I mean, I picked up and moved to the Midwest when I was 18 or 19, and I didn't have, you know who my good girlfriend was? My good girlfriend was Ryan Castle.
No.
And he was there
for... Did he paint your nails?
He was there for... like 2 months before he left because he got another radio job. And it's tough getting acclimated to a new city and making friends and making not just people that you can sit at a bar with and drink, you know, $2 Budweisers, but also hashtag ad. also, you know, get to know, find your tribe.
Yeah.
You know, it's tough. It's really tough.
We might have to do a social experiment sometime. We'll all go in a group, go out as a group of people and go and see if we can separate ourselves and make ourselves, you know, a part of another group.
Assimilate. Yeah. I think that would be really fun. I would love that.
As a big group together or each of us go off on our own.
Yeah.
See, and we can report back. I would be good in a big group together. Even if I have one other person, I'm so much more like, oh, hey, like, what's up? Like, how's it going? But when I'm by myself, ooh, I get so introverted.
Do you really?
Oh, my gosh, like, crazy. Like, I have so many friends from, like, well, granted, it was, like, elementary school, middle school, high school, but then I switched high schools in the middle of my high school.
Ooh.
I have one friend.
It's, like, traumatic doing that. I mean, it's hard.
I know, especially when everybody else has their own clique, and you're just kind of like, well, I'm going to do my homework here by myself. Like, yeah. I feel like I'm like, why don't you guys talk to me? Like, they would be way less, you know, inviting me to sit with you guys.
What's wrong with
it's
you?
It's like Mean Girls. On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
I didn't wear pink that day.
Well, how was it? Because, Kiana, you grew up in Cali. How was that? Like, what's the, like, is there a big difference?
Yeah. Actually, when I came up here, everybody's a lot nicer up here.
Oh, my God.
A lot nicer?
Oh, yeah. Well, I grew up in a very, very affluent area. So, Newport Beach.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. So.
Okay, it's a lot of money.
Oh, okay.
Fancy.
Rich folks.
The noopsies.
All my
friends hanging out with the noopsies.
Yeah, their parents are millionaires and so on. I wasn't in that group. So it was a lot more cliquey down there. And it was a lot tougher, but, like, just to go out.
I feel like there'd be a lot more judgment. Like, oh my God.
Super judgment.
You're wearing that $1,000 pair of shoes again for two nights in a row. Like,
it was.
I can probably see
there
it that
was
way.
A lot of that, but then there was a real cool just community of people that were more surf people, a little bit more laid back.
Yeah.
But when I came up here, I didn't have a problem with the Seattle freeze at all. I thought everybody's pretty chill.
That's nice.
Pretty chill. Just like everyone kind of leaves alone. Okay.
I may have been different because I was coming from the heartland. I was in the Midwest where people were really friendly.
Oh, yeah.
And then before that, I was in Eastern Washington, which might as well be in another world.
And you got to realize Orange County, too, like, nobody cares about each other. Yeah. It's them. It's so just ego-driven, just money, wealth, status symbols.
Oh,
so,
I don't think I can survive that.
It was so refreshing. It's just like, oh my God, people are normal. Like, nobody cares. It's cool. It's a lot nicer.
Yeah. That is a culture shock,
though. Oh, it's a huge culture shock. It was totally different.
My mom lives down in Newport, so when I visit her, like, we went to, like, Taco Tuesday at this Seoul. Have you been there? It's a Mexican place. Yeah. And it's so good. But it was a Tuesday. Everyone was, like, in like what I would consider a club dress.
Oh my
stilettos.
God.
The guys were like dressed to a T, and I'm here like rolling up in my beach gear, you know? Like, and I'm like, whoa, we are not in Seattle anymore.
Oh my gosh. Like,
this is a typical Tuesday there.
Damn.
That's funny.
And I was like, whoa.
I have to say, like, I love my city. I love my city.
I do. I love it here.
Plastic as far as the eye can see.
But if anyone lives in Bellingham and wants to be my friend, seriously, I don't have any friends out there.
Taryn, when I go out there to pick up my wedding dress, we can hang out. We can hang out.
Alicia's bridal hashtag ad. It's the best.
I'll carpool with you.
That is so awesome. Yes. Well, everybody, just be friends. It's nice to open your heart to new people and give them a shot.
Yeah, we're teaching lessons here on the podcast. We're here to give, you know, to fill that moral fiber that we're kind of missing in our life. I can't tell you that with a straight face.
We're so full.
Sorry. So we talked about Vegas. We talked about ladies that want a lot of sex and want to divorce their husbands because of it. We talked about Tinder.
Kissing game.
The kissing game, which I do not recommend.
Failed kissing game.
Yeah.
Do it in Vegas. Wisdom. Just wait till you go to Vegas to put on your whore
pants.
That'll
be like the sleeping game. Like, who can sleep with the most?
In one Vegas weekend.
I will not be reporting on that. I will not be admitting to that one. No, but thank you for joining us for another episode of The Broadcast. And if you'd like to get a hold of us, if you'd like to tell us your crazy Vegas stories, if you'd like to let us know how to pick up people in Seattle.
Please help us out.
Shoot us a text, a voicemail, email. Check us out on Facebook. We have a Twitter as well.
Our phone number again, 253-271-9343. And the email is thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
Till next time, guys. Bye.
Bye.